we get our choice. If you're not going to be watching rugby or doing anything much this weekend, you could choose to spend some time in front of the smart TV or in front of your laptop or your tablet on wherever you stream, because let's get some binge watching opportunities with Matthew Junchies Green, our binge buddy. Good morning, Matthew. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Yes, I am. And you?
Excellent. Excellent. Let's start with the Continental. It's from the world of John Wick, the John Wick series, of course, with Keanu Reeves. I don't know if he's in this particular series, but it's available on Amazon Prime.
He's not actually in the series, but Mel Gibson is. So there is at least some sort of star power.
It's a little bit of a jump.
Yes. But I suppose, I mean, a TV show versus the movies, you know, kind of have to take a step down.
Okay. So what do we experience in the Continental?
So in the Continental, it tells the story of the New York branch of the Continental chain of hotels, which is essentially a safe haven for the legal assassins, because no assassin business is allowed on the grounds. So you will have seen this hotel and some of the characters from the hotel in the movies, but this is kind of like a separate companion piece. So it doesn't quite cross over into what happens in the movies, but it retains the adrenaline pumping editing and camera work from the movies, which I quite appreciated. Something I wasn't too excited about is that there are three episodes and they're each about a movie length. So you need to actually dedicate a good session to watching each one.
I am a very big fan of the feature film, the Talented Mr. Ripley, released in 1999. But now there is a spin-off series on Netflix simply called Ripley.
Yes. So I would say that instead of calling it a spin-off series, I'd say that it's sort of based on the same classic novel by Patricia Highsmith, rather than related to the movie. It's obviously, there's a very similar story, same characters, but it's told completely differently. This time, instead of Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow, you've got Andrew Scott, who's having a bit of he's coming up in Hollywood now, and then Dakota Fanning, who I'm sure you remember from her years as a child actress. And essentially, it follows the same story as the movie, with Tom Ripley as a con man who's hired by a wealthy playboy's father to convince his son to return home from a leisurely life in Italy. And of course, from there, it becomes a life of deceit, fraud, and murder, and very intriguing. The series is beautifully made, excellently edited. The cinematography is wonderful. It's in black and white, but absolutely stunning.
And then finally, Fallout, available on Amazon Prime.
Fallout is based on a role-playing video game series also called Fallout. I've never played the game, but I've heard from the reviews and from other people that it stays quite true to the essence of the game. And it takes place in 2296, in the aftermath of the Great War of 2077, in which nuclear weapons have basically changed the face of the Earth and society as we would know it today. There are so many great characters, they're diverse and interesting, and their stories sort of intersect with each other. The tone is slightly quirky, which is apparently quite consistent with the game, and it's very, very bingeable.
And it also stars Kyle MacLachlan from old Twin Peaks days. I haven't seen him much on screen recently.
No, and he is in the series, but he plays a relatively small role. He plays the father of one of the main characters, and he gets kidnapped, so she goes off on a mission to find him.
Matthew Junchies Green, give me your top picks. It's either Fallout on Amazon Prime, Ripley on Netflix, and The Continental from the world of John Wick also on Amazon Prime. What would be your pick of the weekend?
The critic in me wants to say Ripley, but the binger wants to say Fallout.
Excellent choice. Matthew Junchies Green, looking forward to chatting to you in 2 weeks' time.